Well, if campaign contributions are any indicator, Washington State's feeling the burn. People here have given presidential candidate Bernie Sanders a third more money than they have to Hillary Clinton. Sanders' $2.6 million Washington war chest is bigger than all the Republican candidates' Washington war chest combined. But big money poured into the Clinton campaign this week, too. KUW's investigative reporter John Ryan has the story from Medina outside a Hillary Clinton fundraiser.
Hillary Clinton's motorcade has just gone by, and she's headed into the home of Jeff and Susan Brotman. Jeff Brotman is the co-founder and chairman of the board of Washington State's biggest corporation. That's Costco. The fundraiser here has a $2,700 admission price. Clinton has had a busy schedule. This stop is her money stop at one of the wealthiest enclaves in King County. Nationally, Hillary Clinton has raised more money than any other candidate, Democratic or Republican. That's even though Bernie Sanders has more individual contributors. And unlike Sanders, Clinton is benefiting from the support of a well-funded, supposedly independent super PAC. But here in Washington, Clinton is playing fundraising catch-up as Saturday's Democratic caucus approaches. Federal Election Commission data show that the Medina area has favored Republican Marco Rubio financially, with Clinton coming in second. Left-leaning Bernie Sanders has received nothing from Medina, according to the FEC. Outside the Brotman's waterfront home, a small number of neighbors gathered, hoping to catch a glimpse of Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's exciting to see Hillary come, and it's exciting the potential to have a female president.
Susan Lyons lives in the neighborhood and works in the tech sector. She says the influence of big money on democracy is a concern.
Absolutely, but I understand that that's part of the political system. There's a lot of money here in Medina, and you know, she needs that to support her campaign, and so it's good to see the support here in Medina for Hillary.
It's a rich person's event, really. $2,700 a ticket. I mean, we can't get in there to ask any questions, so.
Christopher Brandt lives in Shoreline. He was part of a handful of Greenpeace protesters standing outside the Brotman's $8 million home Tuesday night. Greenpeace is campaigning to get Clinton and other candidates to reject money from the fossil fuel industry.
We don't want any fracking, we don't want any drilling, any coal exports.
Candidates aren't allowed to take contributions directly from corporations, but FEC records show Clinton has taken about 7 times more money from oil and gas industry employees than Sanders has. Republican Ted Cruz has taken about 3 times more than Clinton. Officials with the Clinton campaign did not respond to KUOW's requests for information on the sold-out fundraiser in Medina, but a crew of valet parking attendants moved about 120 cars for the event. They filled the Medina Elementary School parking lot across the street with BMWs, Mercedes, and Subarus. Even if there was only one donor per car, the number of cars means the event raised at least $300,000.
2016 is expected to be the most expensive election in U.S. history, with more money pouring in to try to influence our democracy than ever before. But this event is not the most expensive even at the Brotman residence. Back in 2012, President Barack Obama held a fundraiser here. A ticket to that fundraiser cost nearly $18,000. Reporting from Medina, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
The Democratic caucus is Saturday. The Republican presidential primary is May 24th.